Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we're about to start texting Tutor for Brianna. We are going to text her husband. Brianna's a really good friend, and her best friend just broke up with her boyfriend. They were living together. She has nowhere to live right now. She doesn't have a lot of cash, so as a best friend does, she said, hey, maybe let me run the idea of you hanging out with in our house by my husband, John.
I like how you're calling it hanging out.
Yeah.
Not so, live here. Hang out.
Moving in.
Just kicking it.
Right. Yeah. Moving in with the husband. The thing that you need to know if you aren't listening before is that hubby is not a real big fan of this best friend. You just think she's really super annoying because she doesn't have a filter. She just says what's on her mind, right? And that can be pretty annoying. So we got to start texting the husband just to get the approval.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. I feel like in this instance, we need to go thick.
Thick.
We need to lay it on thick.
Desperate, right?
With the husband. Okay. So I would start with, good morning, babe. Or what's your pet name for him?
Yeah, I say babe all the time. Okay. Good morning, babe.
Good morning, babe. Have I told you lately how much I love you?
Oh, wow.
No. It's a running joke in our household. I do this to my husband all the time.
Yeah, except she's not married to Bart.
I know. And I'm always like, I love you so much. And he just looks at me and goes, what do you want?
I think we got to brace him for the ask right off the bat.
Okay. Good morning, babe. I have something I need to run by you.
Okay. Should I send this?
Hold on 1 second.
Wait.
So. Okay. I'm asking the guy specifically, if you got that, because this is me parsing it out, and I know how I would feel. Is run by better or is ask? Because I know ask gives him the right to say no at that point. We usually avoid that. Ooh. But if my husband was like, I need to run something by you, I'd be like, oh, really? You're just running it by me. You're not asking me if someone can move into our house? But I don't know if y'all think as demented as I do.
I actually feel like run by would make me more at ease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Run by.
Okay.
Send.
All right.
All right. So that's obviously going to get his attention. It's going to be something like, he's not going to think it's this serious. So yeah, what's up is what he's going to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you know that blank just broke up with her boyfriend and he is kicking her out.
She is devastated. I can barely get her off the floor.
He's kicking her out. She has nowhere to go.
She's about to be homeless.
Oh,
yes.
Wait. Okay, so he said, he responded. He said, what's going on, ... Little busy at the moment.
Oh. He's a little busy. Okay. I don't like bother later.
This could work to our advantage. This could work to our advantage.
Abort mission.
Yeah, that's okay, we'll talk later.
Okay, yeah.
I know, right? He doesn't want to be bothered. But obviously, I need to do this.
So here's what I do. Because Chad will pull this. And I'll be like, no worries about it. We can talk later. And his insatiable curiosity will be like, no, tell me now. So that way you acknowledge that he has said he's busy. So, hey, babe, we can talk later. It's important. We can talk later. And then he's going to want to know so badly what it is.
Yes.
He'll give you permission, but you're the good wife for acknowledging that he's busy.
Chestnut checkers.
Chestnut checkers.
Chestnut checkers.
So we're going to roll the die. We're going to roll the die here, Brianna. Put, it's important, comma, we can discuss later, period.
Nobody could deny that.
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay. Send?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
dude, you just got played.
Watch him right back and be like, thanks, babe.
That would be me. Right. I'm so opposite of Chad.
Gotcha.
I would be like, yes. Cross that bridge when I get there.
This might be the shortest texting tutor ever. If he says that, we're done.
He said, okay.
All right. Okay. Are you serious?
Like, okay, like, let's talk later?
Oh, so we could play
I mean, I guess so. He said, okay, with a period.
That's
exactly
what I would
have
wrote.
Damn.
We play dumb and act like the okay was giving us permission to move forward and ask. Like, okay, go ahead.
I mean, I think he's just like okaying the fact that I said we can discuss it.
Yeah, we know that, but we're playing.
But he doesn't.
Cassie is suggesting that we play stupid here. Like, okay, man, just tell me now, but that's not going to work.
We have painted ourselves in a corner.
Yeah, bad.
No.
We're down
absolutely
bad right
not.
Now.
Brianna, on behalf of everyone here, I am so sorry.
What do we do?
Well, as I have said numerous times before, this is a very important decision.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have this conversation in person later. I really honestly don't see how we move forward without it like setting off on the wrong foot.
Now, I mean, does this mean you know him obviously better than we do?
Uh-huh.
If he is pushing this off, he is in a very important meeting or something like that, that he can't focus on it?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like that. Also, like, there is this weird part of me that's like talking about this through text is probably quote unquote dangerous. You know what I mean? Like, how do we like, and then the other thing with text messaging, as we know, and what we're trying to do here is like, you can take the time to like think of a response and like, maybe we need to like give each other the space to like talk in real time, even if it's difficult. I don't know.
No, for sure. I mean, this is a conversation that you should be able to have in person with your husband.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Here comes Cassie again.
Here's how we twist it. It's not going to go over well, but I think we can do it. We won't text back. You go ahead and invite your friend to live with you for a while. And when husband gets mad, you can say, I tried texting you about it this morning, but I know you were so busy and it was an emergency. She had to be out today.
That's like a worse idea than Chris's. I didn't think it could get any worse than Chris's initial idea. That's way worse.
Literally his fault. She tried. He shut her down.
Absolutely not.
No, we'll talk about it later with your best friend by your side crying.
All right, let's work on something here productive, okay? Yeah. So we're going to give up on this texting thing and let's just walk you through when you guys do have the conversation, what you come in with, okay?
All right, so Brianna, when did she have to be out?
Within the week.
Within the week, okay.
Yeah.
So tonight, when you go home,
and you've shaved your legs.
Yep.
And you got the good panties on.
Yep. Mm. And after you guys do it and you're laying in bed in your post-bliss sex. No, I'm just kidding. I would have some booze, favorite cocktails, and just be open. I feel like you can't go wrong with honesty and authenticity. No, seriously.
Tell us how you really feel.
I've been doing this show 23 years. This is the first time that's been suggested.
Whatever. And when you sit down, I'd be like, before you say anything, okay? I want you to hear me out. I want you to hear me out before you interject or say anything. And that's when you start with, and what name are we using for your friend?
Jenna.
Jenna. All right. So Jenna and Robert have broken up. She is devastated. She's in a very low, very bad place right now. He is staying in the house and she does not have anywhere to go. You know, she is my dearest friend. I also know that while you do like her, she's not your favorite person. And she does have some personality quirks that annoy you. But this is a friend that's in need. And I was really hoping she could crash here for a little bit until she can find a new place to live.
Let me run this by Mo here, because I think this is important for a guy also, that if we put her in a position of having no power in it, her friend, he's kicking her out. That's why.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, she has absolutely nowhere to turn. And this is urgent right now. I think that is important.
You got to lead with desperation.
Lead with desperation.
Yeah.
And also lead with desperation and end with an out. She's not going to be there forever. This is just temporary until she can find a place, right? Like, she is going to find a place. She's going to be out soon. She just needs somewhere to go until she has time to find a place.
And I think in your back pocket somewhere, you have to put this, you have to make him empathize. Because if this happened to his best friend, and the best friend was being kicked out, You certainly would be open to that idea. You would immediately say yes to that.
That's good. And I would also phrase it as if she already came to you wanting to stay and needing a place to stay like now, but you told her to hold off so that you can speak to husband first.
Oh, that is good. That is really good.
This
fake respect is really good.
Brianna, are you taking notes?
Yes, no, okay. This all sounds good. And then it's something you guys said earlier, just about the end game, like actually saying, oh, maybe all of us can have a discussion, you know, before we move forward with this, like to put some boundaries and dates on this, right? Like
yes.
So that he has all the information and he doesn't even think it's like some wishy-washy, like she'll leave at some point, you know?
Right.
But
boom.
When you're giving dates, don't say a month. Just say the 31st. And that way it could be October, November, December, January, whatever you need.
Yeah, okay.
I know later on we'll be like, oh, we set a number. We just set a number.
I think you're equipped.
I think so, too.
To get into this discussion with him. Remember,
I appreciate it.
Desperation. She's being kicked out. Desperate. Mm-hmm. You would definitely do this for him. And what was the last thing that you said?
Fake respect.
Fake respect. And the fake respect.
But I say, I would definitely do this for you. That kind of sounds like a guilt tactic. Like if somebody said that to me, I feel like I was being manipulated in the conversation. I would keep that in your back pocket and only whip it out in a dire situation.
Okay.
Be like, if Carl came to us and needed a place to live, we would let him stay here.
Mm-hmm.
And when in doubt, cry.
Yeah, mace yourself. Pepper spray yourself. Uh-huh. Do whatever you got to. Take the saddest thing that's ever happened to you and keep that in your back pocket also.
I'll try. I'm not good with, like, crying on cue, but maybe I'll need to cry.
That's what the mace is for.
That's what the pepper spray is for. Okay, good luck. Let's talk to you on Monday, find out how it all went, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Not expecting him to say okay.
Me neither.
Obviously.
Only man ever.
The Burt Show.